There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Fuck the introductions. Let's just talk about Big Brother.
Yeah, let's get to it. Hi, everyone. I'm Nico. This is RFF Radio. I've been texting Rob all night, and I'm like, dude, I got a podcast about this shit. Let's talk.
Hi, I'm Rob. That's Nico. How many texts have we've sent 1,000 text messages tonight,
Jesus Christ,
right?
We've broken Apple. Apple is the servers, they're down, they're all shot, because Rob and I have been texting all night.
Oh my God, it's been ridiculous.
Oh, okay. I have not been this excited about reality TV in a very long time.
Your microphone is like really loud.
Okay, well then deal with it, motherfucker.
Turn
I don't
yourself
know.
Down a little bit, because you're like clipping. It's so loud.
Oh, doesn't it automatically adjust?
Well, I thought maybe it is, but...
Hang on. sorry.
But yeah, we have broken...
This? How's this?
How's oh,
this?
God. Yeah.
Better?
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Too soft?
Too soft. We should have did this before, but we're like, okay, we're recording.
Okay, because fucking Mixler
there,
is...
There, perfect.
Bitch. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Cool. Wow, we have texted a lot tonight.
Yes, we have. Okay, do you want to start with Big Brother? Or do we start with Survivor?
Oh,
what's the deal here?
We start with Big Brother.
Okay. I just have to make a statement.
Okay.
Let's just take this step by step.
Yes.
I don't remember a player in reality TV within, man, the last 5 years, maybe ever, that there is such a giant divide between strategic game and social game. Than Vanessa.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever remember a player like that. Maybe Russell Hance?
Maybe.
Is that the last example of someone that is such a brilliant strategic player and such a atrocious social player?
Yeah.
Just completely too physical in terms of challenges was okay.
Yeah.
Great strategic mind, knew exactly where to put the chess pieces, but the execution was so horrible.
Yeah.
That I couldn't have seen this ending well for her no matter what happened at the final three.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was terrible.
Clearly, here's the thing. And I wanted to talk about it earlier this week. We didn't get a chance to do a podcast. But when I realized what she was doing at the final five, her move was, I am the third in the Johnny Mac Steve Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I am the third in the Austin Liz Alliance.
Right.
I see my position and I am aware of my position enough. I am cognizant enough of the game to understand that I am out number three no matter what side I'm on, which means I need to engineer this to where Steve and Liz or some combination of one or the other makes it to the final three with me.
Yeah.
The problem is she told them all of that. Hey, guys, I'm getting rid of you because I need to be here with the other two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
What she had to do... It was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
These two were going to pick each other off anyway. Relax and let it happen.
Yeah.
There was no need. She made the decision at Final Five. Okay, I'm going to turn on Johnny Mac and Steve first. I'm going to turn on them first. Then I'm going to turn on Austin and Liz at Final Four. Then Johnny Mac wins the veto, decides to backtrack on that and to backstab Austin and Liz first.
Yeah.
So now both sides don't trust her.
Right. It was terrible.
She was in a final three where her only chance was either she wins or Liz wins, which was very unlikely.
Yeah.
And she had built such a distrust with Steve, who was not a great player by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think we're going to be ranking him as a top tier winner at all, although we approved, of this move at the final three. But was at a point where she had built such little trust with him. She had made it very clear, I am willing to backstab you if it means I have a better chance at the final three.
Mm-hmm.
And engineers it. Horribly.
Yep.
The genius with Derek, the genius with Dan Giesling, the genius with all of these guys is that they were able to engineer a scenario in the final three where both people were able to take them. However, no one was aware that they were doing it.
Right.
And that was Vanessa's problem.
Yeah. Just a terror. She's a mediocre player in any other season. She was real, and I've said this all year long. She was a mediocre player surrounded by idiots the whole time, and she she stuck out as a great player just because I can't give her credit for being a great player.
I don't think, see, I disagree with you just because I think that she's certainly a top tier player. She has a clear lacking social game. That was the big hole there. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now more and more, even with Survivor tonight, is that the social game is so much more important than the strategic game.
Yeah.
And we've been hearing it for years. Jeff Probst has reminded of us of it on Survivor for years, that this is a social game. It's all about the social game. And I think us reality TV nerds, us super fans, have oftentimes relied on the strategic elements of it.
And by the way, what a vindictive cunt.
Oh, my God. I didn't think she would be. I knew she was pissed off. You know, I knew she was about to cry on the stage there.
Yep.
I knew it. I didn't think she would actually vote for Liz.
She was rolling her eyes every time Steve would talk.
Yeah.
And I knew there's no way she's voting for Steve to win.
Yeah, because apparently Liz represents the season better. Because yeah. There were two of her, is that right?
Yeah.
Like, it literally took her twin sister. You had to be either her twin sister or the dude finger-banging her in the house to vote for her.
Yes.
That's what it took.
That's what it took.
And Vanessa, who, I mean, I think that might be a little ding on Vanessa, too. Like, if we're calling her this great strategic player, the great players are not vindictive like that, right?
No, no.
The great players are willing to reward great gameplay.
Yeah.
And she definitely didn't. You know, she got before she got the chance to get Steve, and that's what happened.
She's just terrible.
She's not terrible.
She is not good.
And next season's going to be an all-star season, I'm pretty sure.
You
and
think
expect to see her back. Yeah, I do.
Why do you think it's going to be an all-star season?
If it's not a full all-star season, at least partly an all-star season. You just because we're hearing all this stuff. Les Moonves hates the cast this year. The ratings are down. I feel like we're due. You know, I feel like just in general, between the fan reactions, I mean, I'm personally not on this camp, but between the fan reactions and the higher-ups at CBS, I think the consensus is this was not a good season. And I think they need to course correct. And I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So expect to see her back. Do I think that she has a great chance in an all-star season? I'm not so sure. But I don't know. That's my opinion on that. I don't know. I mean, did you see this coming? Because I kind of saw this coming a mile away.
With Steve winning?
Yeah.
Well, I knew whoever, and you said it too tonight in our text, whoever won that final HOH was going to win the game.
Yeah.
Because if Vanessa went, she was going to take Liz, obviously.
Yeah.
If she won.
I think they were just both dying to take Liz.
Yeah.
They just couldn't wait. Absolutely.
And Vanessa would have won.
See, I'm not sold on that either.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was saying afterwards how much they respected her game and how, you know, Steve's like, you're the greatest female player to ever win, you know, forgetting Danielle Reyes even existed. Like, we're just totally forgetting about her.
Yeah, fuck right? her.
Fuck Janelle, fuck Danielle Reyes. Like, Vanessa, you're the best player of all time. I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
But, no, everybody kept saying how great she was. I don't think she had... I think enough people would have been pissed at her. Like, a lot of people liked Liz.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Let's count it out. I think Meg maybe votes for Liz. I don't think James does. I don't think Shelley does. I don't know. Maybe she. I don't know. I'm not sold.
Yeah.
I think the social game was so atrocious. It would have been hard for them.
It was bad, wasn't it?
It was really bad. And I saw it towards the end. I'm like, you have no chance.
Michelle.
The second she went after Johnny Mack at Final Five, I'm like, you're done.
Michelle in the chat room said Steve had the best Miss America win reaction ever.
It was pretty great. Somebody had to give that kid some Vicodin, man.
Oh, my God. Thank God for those audio problems. Honestly.
All right, let's talk about the audio problems. What's happening at Big Brother? They've been doing this for 17 years in a live broadcast. And every show, it seems like they cannot get through without a technical difficulty.
Someone freaked out because there was an open mic somewhere. Because when Steve went to evict Vanessa, there was feedback. We heard the feedback. Someone freaked out and shut everything down to fix the feedback and fucked everything up.
Were you, before the last commercial break, were you getting like those 20 seconds of black screen too?
I don't know. I wasn't watching many commercials.
Okay, because I did.
I was doing things in the kitchen between. And that could be your local affiliate.
It might be. But I had a feeling that it might have been. I don't know. Big Brother, I just feel like it's such an afterthought at CBS. I feel like no one is putting any time into this. But they have like five guys that have been doing it for the last 17 years. And oh, that's right. We have a Big Brother finale tonight.
Allison sitting in the corner just tweaking her nipples.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. As Dr. Will is suckling on them.
Yes. Oh, my God. Trevor had an orgasm tonight.
He did. That's why he's not here, actually. Yeah, he's too busy cleaning up his wet dream.
He's spent. Seeing Dr. Will.
Oh my God, it's just all over the place, you guys. Yeah, I'm kind of done with the Dr. Will segments.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a little sick of them. Yeah. He did have a couple good lines calling out Austin.
He did. Thank God. Thank God, too. Austin's terrible. I hope we never see Austin again.
I'm ready to move Austin into my top five most hated house guests of all time.
I would agree.
I hate Austin.
Right up there with Chicken George.
Come on. Chicken George ain't got nothing on Austin, man. Like Chicken George. Chicken George is Dan Giesling compared to Austin. Just, oh my God. The Judas thing, it never caught on.
Never.
No one got the memo at CBS that this was not catching on.
Yeah.
We were not okay with this.
No.
Johnny Mac caught on, right?
Yeah.
Like, between Scamper Squad and Judas. What? Like, it never worked.
God.
It never worked, man. It was awful.
But that's just poor casting decisions.
The guy looked entertaining, right?
Not even on paper. I would have never cast him. Never.
Professional wrestler, you gotta figure big personality, clashes with people.
Nah.
I mean, I'm certainly surprised that his, I don't know, that he was such a pussy. I think that's the way to phrase it.
Yeah, maybe. You know? I think after talking with him for 5 minutes, I would have never cast him.
That being said, though, he did contribute to a lot of drama. And, you know, more than just finger banging.
Yeah.
Plenty
of finger banging going on in the house.
A lot of finger banging. So much finger banging.
I liked Evil Dick's post to him tonight shaving his vagina.
Yes. I told you to check Evil Dick's Twitter feed. Evil Dick is the place to go for photoshopped heads on
vaginas.
Vaginas. It was pretty great. The clay picture is just brilliant. If you want to see it, go on Evil Dick's Twitter feed. But that picture of Austin.
And of Austin. There's one of Cody.
Oh, yeah, that is Cody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was Clay. That's right. No, I forgot Cody.
That's Cody from last year.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you forgot Clay?
I thought that was Clay for a second.
Oh, my God.
The same person, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, that's a good point, because this is actually a scenario that we've seen so many times in the past couple of seasons of both Big Brother and Survivor, of slightly weaker contestant wins final immunity challenge.
Yeah.
And then is forced to either take the GOAT or the clear best player.
Right.
And this was, I think, the first time in recent memory. I don't know. When was the last time that they made the right call? It feels like it's been a very long time. Jenna Maraska, Rob Cesternino? Was that the last time?
Maybe.
It might be, right?
Where is Evil? What is Evil Dick's Twitter now?
What do you mean?
I'm looking for Evil Dick's Twitter page so I can make fun of the pictures.
At Evil Dick.
That is not working. That account has been hacked. It has two followers.
No, E-V-E-L, Dick.
Oh, E-V-E-L. God, I'm an idiot.
It's always been evil like that. It's always been Berenstein.
Berenstein. Fuck you, Berenstein Bears.
Listen to 2 cents if you want the insight.
2centsradio.com. Greasy Bag wants to call in.
Call in, dude.
Okay. Dude. Call.
Or chick. Hey, I'm not sexist, man.
Let's just let me invite her to the group call. I have her on the Skype.
Okay, there we go.
So we'll get her on the phone here. As I'm looking at Evil Dick.
Hello?
Hi, Greasy Hi. Bag.
Greasy Bag. Welcome. Our favorite female listener.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
I unplugged my earphones instead of my phone from the wall. So.
How Gracie are Beggs, you?
Some may say you may be the greatest female RFF listener of all time.
Oh my god, I hope so. Yeah.
Just the most dominant, the best of all time, and I can say that clearly.
I've been gone for a few months, yeah, but I'm back in it now.
And Nico's flirting picks up right where it left off.
What can I say, dude? What can I say? I'm the Vetus of podcasting. Are you?
Oh my god, I don't even want to talk about Vetus. I'm so heartbroken.
You're heartbroken because of that giant bulge isn't going to be on TV anymore, aren't you?
I love him. I'm with him, except now he's gone, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
His big cock ain't going to be on your television anymore.
He was a crack addict, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was. That's right.
It's pretty impressive. He's turned it around pretty well.
Hey, yoga will do that to you, man. Just, you know, yoga on the beach.
Apparently, I've never
the most troubled soul.
I'm not the only one that's seen the giant bulge tonight, right?
Well, no, they made reference of it.
Oh, did they?
On the show. You didn't hear that line?
Uh-uh, no.
They're like, yeah, they're all staring at your idol, Vetus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't watched, I got home late from class and I jumped right into watching Big Brother, so I haven't watched Survivor yet, but I got the ending spoiled for me, so now I'm like, do I want to watch it? I'm going
to
cry.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. You're not going to be upset that Vetus is gone after watching that episode.
Oh,
you're not
going to. He was, okay, we'll see. I'll let you know.
Why did you love him? What was it about him that you liked?
I don't know. Maybe because he went to jail and he's like a badass. I don't know.
Then you're hanging with the wrong crowd right now. You are on the wrong podcast.
Dude, I've been sitting in a blanket watching Big Brother for 2 hours. We're in the same crowd.
and then you call into a podcast to talk about it.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And this is like the highlight of my day.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
All right. Thoughts on Big Brother.
Yeah. Thoughts on Big Brother. We want to hear your thoughts.
So glad that Steve got Vanessa out. Oh my god, I was gonna lose it if he brought her and pussied out.
Well, that's what Nico and I were texting back and forth. I'm like, oh, he's gonna puss out. He's not gonna do it.
I would have been heartbroken. So I'm really glad that he did. But I'm also, I don't know. It sucks that like Vanessa put so much work into it and then third place. But I guess she doesn't need the money. But that's not really what it's about, right?
Yeah. Fuck her. Fuck
I was gonna kill myself if Liz won.
Oh. You know, Liz winning.
Actually committed.
Liz winning would have put the cherry on top of this being the worst season ever.
It's true, yeah. But it redeemed itself a little bit.
It did redeem itself a little bit, and maybe now that Steve won, it won't go down as the worst season ever. It's gonna be close though,
dude.
I don't
it's
think
not
it
that
was
bad.
The worst ever.
Oh, it's not. Know.
It's
ever.
Not bad.
But like,
it's not
Brother,
BB9.
Like, it's yeah, like yeah, Big Brother 9 was pretty bad.
Big Brother 9.
Freaking! What was that chick's name that was so crazy?
April?
No. April and Ollie. What season was that? 10, right?
No, yeah, April and Ollie was BB10.
Oh, was that BB10?
Yeah.
Natalie. Her name was Natalie in Big Brother 9.
Yeah,
do you remember
Natalie.
Her? She had crazy eyes?
Yes
I do. Yes, I do. I mean, listen, Austin and Liz finger banging, really gross, no doubt about it. Not as gross as a hot tub orgy. It's not as gross. I just, in terms of grossness, I feel like, you know, as disgusting as Liz and Austin were.
This is a little more than a hot tub orgy.
Yeah.
Where did I miss the hot tub orgy?
BB9, what are you talking about?
I missed that, I guess.
They had an orgy in the hot tub.
Really?
You don't remember this?
No, I don't.
That's why it's like one of the worst seasons ever. It's just, they're a bunch of horny people banging all season.
That just ended up selling Adderall or whatever it was.
That's right.
No, yeah, it was an Adderall. I don't know.
It was one of
whatever
them.
It was.
Oh,
he's in jail. Yeah. He's in prison right
exactly.
now.
Oh, with all the bubbles, they got naked in the hot tub with the bubbles.
Yes, with the bubbles. Oh. Now you remember the bubbles tipped your memory. That's of course.
That wasn't an orgy. Please
stop. By the way, I watched the recap episode earlier today, and by that I just mean fast forwarded through the recap episode today. Yeah. And I
showed 2 seconds of the competition after 58 minutes. Shit.
Yeah, basically exactly. Watched the first 5 minutes, fast forwarded, watched the last 2 seconds, and that was the show. And I was reminded how rapey that Austin Liz kiss was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, was that scene creepy.
Oh, yeah. Can I just talk more about how much I hate Austin?
Yes,
hate
please.
I hate him. Oh, my God. Judas, get out. Every time I was texting my brother while I was watching the show, every time Austin was on the TV, I was like, get the fuck off my TV, Judas. I never want to see you again.
I don't think he'll be back,
He's
right?
He's so condescending, the way that he was talking to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
The thing is, his character was such a flop, they will never have him back.
I don't see that being possible. Unless they do another, like, oh, dynamic duo season. Oh. It's Liz and Austin. The showmance is alive.
Yeah.
I hope, dude.
She better, yeah.
She is so out of his league, it's not even funny.
He's, like, rapey, yeah, like you said.
It was very rapey. I was shocked how rapey it was. He was just, like, grabbing her and, like, forced this kiss. And she's like, stop. Oh, my God. You're so gross. That's my Liz impression, by the way.
It's a good impression.
Where do we stand on the twin power rankings here? Who is the superior twin?
I like Julia.
I think so, too. But does Liz move up because she was in the final two?
Her speeches were atrocious and so unplanned.
Well, both of them are so damn stupid. That's the stupidest set of twins you could have cast. And why are we casting female twins? Are there not enough male twins that look alike?
Yeah, I'll take some male twins next time. What, sir?
My point being, though, is these two were morons. Another poor casting decision.
I want the job of casting decision.
Me too!
I know, and you guys have always said, Rob, you're always like, oh, I would do such a better job of picking people.
I would.
I agree.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Nico, I would. I would do the best. Listen to the lady before I hang up on you and I get a new co-host.
Okay, who was your favorite? Who was your favorite on the season then, Rob?
Shelley now.
I kind of like Shelley too.
Yeah.
We were talking about this.
Compared to the twins, Shelley is like so eloquent.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah.
Man, if that fucking moron Clay wasn't around.
I feel like Shelley could have won.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think she was in a perfect position to.
Yes.
It looked that way early. I remember around like week two or three thinking, wow, she's playing a really dominant game.
Yes. But then she hooks up with an idiot.
This bumbling moron that slurs his words.
He is an idiot. That fucking stuttering ass.
The segment, that was the funniest segment on the Sunday show, yes. Was him mumbling.
I every year they make fun of somebody for something, and the mumbling was perfect this year.
Especially, like, the captions. That
yes.
Yeah, that was pretty great. And there wasn't much to go on, by the way, this year in terms of comedy.
No.
There was really nothing going on there. Like, just look at all the... Really, at the end of the day, Steve was a waste of space, right? Like, he was horrible.
He was.
He was terrible. The majority of the season.
I liked watching his, like, social progression. It made me very happy.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
He's progressed that much, but...
it was kind of cool to see him grow a little bit as a human in there. Yeah. But
have you guys seen the... there's, like, a Reddit thread that's, like, a list of things that people compiled from watching, like, Big Brother and the live feeds of things that Steve doesn't know?
No.
I'll send it to you. It's hilarious.
I'm looking for... Here, I think I found it. List of things Steve doesn't know.
Yeah.
Things that Steve doesn't know. How to season a sandwich. How to use hand lotion. What a headache feels like. What enchiladas are. What pork chops are. His own shoe size.
Are these real things?
Yeah, like things that people like saw on the feeds and stuff, and they kept adding it to this list.
Oh my God.
The Parmesan cheese isn't called shake cheese.
He calls it shake cheese.
Why an air conditioner is called an air conditioner.
How to shuffle cards. Oh my! That the Power Rangers were actual people in suits.
Uh. How do you not know what Mardi Gras is?
Where the vagina's located.
Where the vagina's located.
That one's implied.
Oh my god.
What hole to put it into. Just all things Steve doesn't know.
What nail scissors are.
What nail scissors? What else can they be?
And by popular demand, what to do with the 500K.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
I feel bad making fun of him just because I feel like I would be the same person.
What Pepto-Bismol is.
Oh my god. Like, in all reality, Rob would probably be the same
Shaq
for you.
Shaq is.
Who's Shaq? He doesn't know who Shaq is?
That the movie Back to the Future Part 2 exists.
What about Part 3?
Wait, they made one before Part 3? What? Something happened in between the Wild West and the original.
Oh my god. This kid's an idiot.
Oh my god!
That 500,000.
He is okay. I'll forgive that.
He's gonna get scammed out of his $500,000 tonight. Like he's gonna get involved in a Ponzi scheme tonight.
He's playing heads up poker with Vanessa tonight, and it's all gone.
Oh,
he's going to Vegas.
Late. Now that he has $500,000,
do you think he gets fucked?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
There's some chicks into the Big Brother, dick.
Yeah, there has to be, right?
They want Steve's big brother and their little sister.
He's gonna—he's so getting scammed out of his money by a woman.
Oh my god! Don't they all?
Somebody's gonna show just a little bit of interest in him tonight. Fuck his brains out and take all of his money.
My money's on Davon.
My money's on Audrey.
When she like dissed Judas so hard, I was yes.
Man, Davon just gone too soon, man.
Well, so was Jason.
Oh yeah, I love Jason.
Yeah, Jason was okay. I just thought Davon, what was she out? Like week 3 or something? Week two, week three. Oh my god, she was phenomenal. She was the one I was rooting for the entire time. Yeah. I loved her. I think we could have used more confessional from Davon.
I would have taken Jason. But I think Jace was out too early. I think Jace would have been an interesting character.
Jace was pretty good. Really, the first half of the season was much better than the second half.
Yeah.
Right? Those first half contestants were like, you know, a final three with, think about it, a final three with Audrey, Jace, Davon, much better than Vanessa, Steve, Liz, right? Much better.
What about Johnny Mac?
Let's talk about Johnny
Mac. How do you guys feel about Johnny Mac? Because I'm a big fan.
Fucking hate him.
You're such a Debbie Downer.
I am.
You really are.
I love his laugh. His laugh. I can't even do it. I've tried to recreate it. I can't.
You just sound like an idiot when you try to laugh, and then you got it.
Well, Rob,
can you imagine if that was your dentist?
Oh,
like,
my
what would you
God.
Do?
I would get a cavity every month.
I'd fucking jam the drill down his throat and turn it on.
And I would go in somewhere else with that.
I would make routine visits to the dentist if I got to see Johnny Mac every time I went. That dude is.
I have a good looking dentist actually, but he's like not very funny. He's just good looking.
I have an Asian dentist.
Oh God,
I have the James of dentists.
My Vanessa looks like Shelly. I am so tired. Oh my God,
my dentist waiting for you guys. Jesus,
my dentist looks like Shelly.
That's wow.
I know. I'm really
jeez,
lucky.
They make them like that
I
out there?
No, it's amazing. She's
in Nebraska of all places.
In Nebraska of all places, but she's engaged. Stupid
educated
bitch.
And hot.
Yeah.
Like that is like, you know, it's like a celebrity in Nebraska.
It is. It really truly is. Because everyone looks like me otherwise.
Like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, you're caught up on Diaz Gate?
Oh yeah.
Okay, give us a ruling. Or did you tweet us already? What's the ruling at the end? Duh.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
Guys, I'm officially announcing this is my final podcast with Rob. Greaser Pack will be taking over for me. Congratulations.
Thank you. Diazgate.
If you're not caught up, twocentsradio.com for all of
that. Explain Diazgate to everybody out there.
Who, me?
No, yeah, either one of you. I don't care.
Oh, I'm trying to remember the details. You weren't there, but it was people that you knew that were at a baseball game, right? That were texting pictures of somebody that they thought was Cameron Diaz.
It was the worst lookalike ever.
She was way younger.
Oh, my
definitely
God.
Definitely not.
So I texted a few people the next day just to catch people up on Diazgate.
Yes.
I'm like, you truly didn't believe that was Cameron Diaz. And the one was like, the one, Nico, that I didn't let you share the picture because he was in it.
Yeah.
I texted him the next day and he's like, no, that definitely wasn't her. But she was a crazy bitch and saying that she was Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, didn't she have a shirt that said like Diaz on it?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Only in Nebraska, right?
And let the record show that I have had so much support for burning the teddy bear.
Wow. Well, we...
Oh, that's hilarious.
The burning of the teddy bear was very well received. This is why everybody needs to listen to twocentsradio.com.
Definitely. Yeah,
really do. Best podcast on the internet, by far.
So Steve wins Big Brother. Should we talk a little bit about Survivor?
I guess we should. I loved the premiere. Greasebag, you did not watch, correct?
No, not yet. I'm going to, but I haven't yet.
Do you want
to
stick
around? I know what happens anyway.
You want to stick around or?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't really have much to contribute to this episode particularly, except for that Vetus. I'm heartbroken.
You're the only one.
Yeah, you are the only one.
Pour apparently, one out for yourself. Party of one in the Vetus fan club.
So Nico is convinced that Varner is going to win.
Yeah, Jeff Varner's winning this game.
And
guys,
if Jeff Varner wins this game, I am done podcasting.
Why is that?
Because he totally brushed me off.
Yeah, Rob's a little butthurt.
Yeah.
Rob's butthurt.
Just like stopped replying to you or whatever.
What's that? You broke up.
He like stopped replying to you after he was like, "Yeah, I'll be on the show."
Yeah, he was like, "I'll be on the show," and then radio silence.
Oh, poor Rob doesn't get his guest on his podcast. Oh,
fuck Jeff Varner. I was hoping he would drown tonight.
Okay, this is abundantly clear. And every year I pick a guy that has a winner's edit and I say they're winning the season by far. Every year I do it and every year I'm wrong. But the entire episode was structured around Jeff Varner making the final decision.
Yeah.
Right? It was all that, this is a huge decision for me. I gotta get the impression right. I've been waiting 15 years to get back on Survivor and I'm finally here. I was here all the way and I got off a podium for Butter.
He's not Blanche from the Golden Girls.
I just can't keep up with these new school
people.
I do declare, sir. No, he's winning the show. Like, Kelly Wigglesworth didn't get that treatment. Terry didn't get that treatment. Andrew Savage didn't get that treatment. It was all Varner.
It was all
the entire episode. Spencer's coming up to Varner. Shireen's coming up to Varner. He's trying to keep up. The final tribal council, he's shaking. He's nervous. It's all about, like, this redemption 15 years later. Right?
And he's gone next week.
He's not. The dude's winning the show. And I'll be very happy. Well, actually, I understand your pain, Rob. I support you 100%, but I love Jeff Varner.
I love that Jeff Varner too, but I hope he dies out there.
Always been a Jeff Varner fan. Loved him in his first season.
Did we not hear that there's like 3 medical evacuations this year?
Next season.
Oh, that's next season.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was this season.
Is it Beast Mode Cowboy that's on next season?
Yes.
On Survivor? That's true, right?
I fucking hope somebody breaks his leg.
I pray to God he's one of the evacuees. He looked pretty good, though, during the Kung Fu Challenge, so I don't think so.
Oh,
I think he'll be okay.
That's true, he did.
He was doing all sorts of...
I fast-forwarded through the Kung Fu Challenge.
Who
I was
knew?
Like, why can't they get someone better to host that competition?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Who knew that guy was so agile? It's quite amazing.
Oh, What a picture of health he is.
No, Jeff Varner's winning the show. I was elated that Fishback was not the first out.
Oh, elated. I hate Stephen Fishback.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Get ready for 20,000 hate tweets.
Is that just because he's affiliated with Rob Sestino?
Shh, don't say the C word.
It's the only reason why. That is the only reason why.
Fuck that guy. I hope he fucking is gone next week.
Why?
He's terrible.
So greasy, bitch.
I'm so awkward. Oh, I'm going to look for an idol.
So he got this edit tonight, which was, it was crazy, man. It was just this, I am an outsider. I have no idea. He got the Dodo music,
yeah.
Which was pretty shocking that Stephen Fishback.
He's smart. And he like follows Survivor so closely.
Yeah. And Twitter was fucking blowing up that their golden child was getting the Dodo music. They were so mad. Like every Rob as a podcast listener was just going nuts about
it. Isn't
it? Yeah. So he doesn't. I mean, I thought he was certainly going to be the first boot.
You know what?
He seemed like a first boot.
I trust the CBS edit, and CBS thinks he's a fucking idiot. No.
Stop it, Rob.
I'm going to trust the edit.
Stop it.
He's a
moron. I liked his first season a lot. That was one of my favorite seasons.
I kind of did too. People don't really like that season.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that location too was super cool.
Yeah.
The location they've picked this year is amazing. We were talking about that too.
Cambodia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It,
like beautiful. Like
gorgeous.
The water is blue. The beach is beach colored. The trees are tree colored.
No, I had the same thought. It was like something out of a painting or something.
It really was. Especially the backdrop to Varner's like first confessional.
Yeah.
It was
kind of get bored with that though, you know?
What, the beach?
Like I like when they're in weird ass places like Gabon that are like like just flat nothingness and they're just like this giant hill where they do competitions on.
They haven't done that in so long.
No.
I know, because it's like way harder for production too.
Yeah. They learned so much in Africa. They hated that season because it was so hard to do not water challenges.
That was the same with like Gabon. They were all nowhere near water.
Yeah. But I wish they'd go back to Africa or go back to Australia.
They could do somewhere like Zanzibar or something, because that's in the ocean and it's Africa.
Why not come to Nebraska? Nobody's going to fucking interrupt your filming schedule. There's no one around.
We got some nice islands up here in British Columbia.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Some Canadian love.
I wish they would do a like an Arctic season, but they never will.
No.
I've been hoping for it, but it's just not happening. Okay, so let's break down this vote at Tribal Council.
Okay.
So, they do this stupid twist. It's just too many twists.
So, okay, I want to say, before we get to that, the American Idol twist. This is how tired I am. The Hidden Immunity Idol twist. Love it.
American Idol twist.
Yeah, you didn't know this was coming.
I did not know this was coming.
Yeah, this was announced beforehand.
Continue.
That the idol is hidden at the challenges. That's genius.
Dalton Ross's idea.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Really?
We're BFFs.
Are you?
Yeah.
You tweet to each other a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I think he was supposed to be on the show and blew me off.
We should get Dalton Ross on this show.
I would love to. I love his articles.
How has he not been on yet?
I don't know.
Let's get him on.
Let's get him on.
Anyway.
Dalton, come on the show. You're invited.
Yeah, it was his idea, and like Jeff eventually listened to him and was like, yeah, sure, we'll put it in. Yeah, it's a great idea.
It is.
And just so Kelly Wentworth, who I think is my new crush, dude.
Now, is she the blonde one?
Yeah. Fuck you.
I was laughing so hard tonight. So in our 4,000 text messages,
Rob, this fucking thing, every time he just latches on to this one joke. Grisa, you have no idea what texting with Rob is like. Like, it's just such a...
I can imagine, yeah.
He just latches onto this one thing and just doesn't stop.
Beats a dead horse.
Yes. Just keeps whipping that motherfucker.
Oh my god. So, you said something very vague. Like, at first I was not even sure that you were talking about Kelly Wentworth. And I'm like, the blonde one. And you're like, yeah. I don't even know how I kept going. I was like, the hot one? Yeah.
Oh, read it now. I scrolled back like 50,000 pages. I'm like, I was confused when they brought her back, but okay. Now I think I love her. And you're like, who, Kelly? I'm like, yeah. Blonde Kelly? Yeah. The hot one? Yes, the hot one. The one who didn't get the plastic surgery. Yes. The one who found the clue. Yes. That one. We're going back and forth. We'll talk about Kelly Wigglesworth's plastic surgery in a minute.
Yeah.
But Wentworth, it's weird that they're both Worth. Love her. Love her. And I was confused why they brought her back at first, just because she was pretty unremarkable in the first season. But she found the idol clue, and she went to the challenge, knew where the idol was located in the challenge, and it was pretty awesomely shot. You know, I don't normally enjoy the challenges, but the way that they framed this of her keep turning around to look at where the idol was hidden, and the conflict of who do I grab it? Do I not grab it? When's the time to do it? Was pretty awesome.
They did a great job with it.
Yeah. And she ended up getting the idol, so she got the idol now.
So Abby Maria, Jeff, Kelly Wentworth, the hot one, the blonde one, the one that didn't have plastic surgery. PG, Sharon.
Wait, which one?
Sharon and Spencer all voted for Vetus.
Yes.
So Kelly Wigglesworth, Terry Wu, and Vetus all voted for Abby Maria.
You know, I was shocked when I saw the votes, but I wasn't particularly shocked considering this vote breakdown, because four of these people are clearly great players, and four of these people are clearly horrible players. Right? It's pretty clear here. Kelly Wigglesworth, don't know what the fuck is going
on. She has no idea what's going on. She is just worried about bankrolling her next plastic surgery.
She looks awful.
She looks horrendous.
I'm trying to find a picture of her face.
Oh god. You're gonna kill yourself after you watch it.
It's loading.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, I got a good side by side of her back in the day.
I mean, not like she was a prize back then, but still.
Not really, but
Man. Yeah. Edward Scissorhands, her plastic surgeon, has not been good to her.
Wow, those fucking lips of hers are crooked.
Just not good.
They didn't even...
Her eyes look like sunken into her.
Yes.
I wouldn't have recognized her.
No, I wouldn't have either.
If they didn't give me the names of any of these contestants and that just this random older woman was out there, I would have had no idea. I would have been like, what? Was she like first out in like Guatemala or something?
What is
I wouldn't have recognized it.
What does Colleen look like today?
I'm still oh, gorgeous, right?
Oh. And Greg. Where's Greg?
Oh, my God. Where is Greg?
They wanted Greg for the season.
Every day of my life.
They wanted Greg. I think Jeff said, like, we asked Greg a million times, but he had another job or something. And they've always asked Colleen, too, but she doesn't want to do it anymore.
She's got a baby, it looks like.
Yeah?
Maybe.
I'm sure she's still gorgeous.
Remember when they brought Jervis back and he was just useless?
Awful.
Yes. But Jervis was useless back in the first season.
It's true. Nothing had changed.
Let me tell you, Wigglesworth not much better.
Oh, God.
She was bad. So her, Terry, who, listen, love Terry Dietz, the pride and joy of Connecticut. But
he's from Connecticut.
Yeah, it's past your time, Terry.
It is. He's past. Sorry,
you're past your prime, buddy.
He's gone.
Woo. I mean, I didn't have much high expectations for Woo.
No.
And Vetus, of course, was voted out. But no, I am loving this final five of Abby. What would the final five be? I mean, PG, I was high on early on. Shireen, obviously, I was. Shireen and Spencer are the dynamic duo this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
They are the fan favorites. You could have called this coming from a mile away, too. If they somehow meet up with Fishback later on, if he's around And these super fans, I think they'll take control of the game and they'll get really far. And as long as they drag Abby Maria along, which I am all for, by the way.
Oh, God.
So glad she's back.
What a horrible human being.
She's so great.
She is so terrible.
I loved it. I was so happy. Because I like the villains, though. I like the crazy people. That's why I was so excited Chaos Cast got voted back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Chaos Cast.
What's happening on the other tribe here?
I don't know. Kimmy.
Got Joe. Joe. How's Joe?
Joe. With her yoga.
Joga.
Yeah, he was doing yoga.
They did yoga tonight. Hashtag yoga.
So the alliance there seems to be Jeremy, Joe, Tasha? Meh. Tasha there. Keith. Which Keith hasn't changed one
bit.
Keith,
no. He's still Keith.
And Savage, it looks like. That's the five. And then we got, oh my God, Monica's on this show?
Yeah.
Where was she?
Yeah, she was non-existent.
Oh my God, I forgot. I totally forgot she was on.
Maybe she's our winner.
No way. Monica, Cass, Kimmy. Oh my God. What is Kimmy Kappenberg
is
doing?
Is that Kimmy
on this
Gibbler?
Show?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Why is Kimmy Kappenberg back?
It's Kimmy Gibbler. I just call her Kimmy Gibbler from
That's
now on.
That's fine with me. The worst Full House character?
And the worst Survivor character.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. And it looks like Steven's the first one out, unless he can somehow weasel his way into the alliance here. But I don't know. I trust his gaming ability. I think he'll be okay. But I'm surprised how well Joe's doing. I'm surprised they didn't all just say, hey, let's get rid of Joe first.
Yeah.
So, and looks like Jeremy's running the show, and he is orchestrating this this power alliance.
Not a fan of Jeremy.
Why? Nah. I like Jeremy.
Yeah, he's just okay for me.
Nah. I think he's good. He's not great.
Greasy Bag, do you want to get married? Because that's exactly the, that's exactly the reaction I have.
You're so in sync, guys.
I just don't know what to say.
It's all so sudden.
I am surprised. I am surprised that fucking Austin did not ask Liz to marry him.
Oh my God, I thought he was going to when he said, like, I have one question for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was it.
That would have been the most awkward.
I was going to break my television if that happened.
So Greasy Bag and I are engaged now.
That's nice.
Where's my ring? Can we invite Jeff Probst?
Yes, we can.
We'll invite Jeff Varner too.
He'll say he'll send the RSVP saying he's coming and then won't show up.
He's like giving the best man speech and all of a sudden just like, can we have the ring? Anybody? Anyone?
Oh God!
I don't know. I really dug the Survivor premiere. I loved it.
I did too, because it was very reminiscent of old seasons.
Yeah,
they did a good job.
Really good.
Someone asked me the other day whether like I like Survivor or Big Brother more, and I was just having a crisis because I don't know.
I'd have to say Survivor just because Big Brother was so bad this year.
Judging on this season, yes.
Yeah.
But you need to watch Big Brother Canada in the spring.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. It's so good.
I know. I've heard.
It is. All the American players watch it and they like tweet about it and everything.
I've heard it too that it's so good, but it's so much work to try to watch.
I can't do it.
It's
I can't
so
do it.
Much well, work.
We're getting married, so you're going to be in Canada.
Oh, that's true. Oh. No, don't you want to be an American?
No.
If I get married,
I spend 3 months of my year down there anyway. It's too much.
If I get married, do the rules apply that I become a Canadian citizen?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do Canadians go like the Americans are stealing our gerbs up here? They're taking our learned
gerbs.
Do
North Dakotans sneak across the border just to get into Canada?
We gotta build a wall. Keep those damn Yankees out of here.
We're not like that, though. We're just like, oh, okay.
Come on out.
It's pretty chill up there. I know a few Canadians.
It is.
They're all pretty chill. My neighbor's Canadian. Originally, he's from Canada, and he's
he's from whereabouts? Do you know?
I don't fucking know. Somewhere in a cold place. I don't know.
Probably no.
I think maybe Vancouver.
Oh, that is close to me.
Well, there you go.
I probably you know.
Yeah, no. Well, you don't want to.
You literally know someone who lives across the country up there in Canada, and Danny and Nico live next door to each other and have no idea who they are, who each other is.
Hey, man.
No, I can't believe you guys never hang out.
Yeah. It's astonishing to me that
Danny's a busy guy. I'm willing to hang out. Let me just, for the record, I don't want to throw my co-host under the bus too much here. I am down to chill, man. I am down to Netflix and chill. Like, I'm ready to go, man. But he is just, like, not receptive.
He is not.
I don't know what to tell you, dude.
He's not into you, Nico.
He's not into
living,
me.
He's living his life, you know?
He is, and it's Nico-free, and I think he's enjoying it that way.
I think he is.
Like, I get so sad whenever there's a 2 cents and it's just sometimes Danny and it's not Danny.
I have it on good authority that Danny will be back in the near future.
Wow.
In the next 2 years.
In the next 2 years, Danny will be back.
Do we have it on good authority?
Yes, we do. I just talked to him today.
Okay. Good.
He has not watched Big Brother, though, since he got a new job.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's like way behind.
This is changing him. Holy shit. We should announce what his job is, but he got a job. Well, actually, what other fucking job could it be? We just gave away his secret.
I don't know if it's a secret. He said he was smoking.
That's a pretty general thing.
Yeah, he got a job.
Were we supposed to tell anybody that?
He got a job.
Yeah, but everybody knows what he was trying to do.
Well, he got a job. I'm not saying that he's a teacher. I'm just saying he got a job.
He only went to school to be a teacher.
Right, but that does not mean that he has a teaching job.
Of course not.
He just has
a
job.
We're not confirming that. He just has a job.
He has a job, and he's very excited.
Yes, and it's a job.
Well, that's good. Usually he's on a cruise. So.
He is actually a cruise ship director. I wasn't supposed to say.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he is a bellhop on a cruise ship. Our little Danny, growing up.
Have you guys ever been on a cruise ship?
I have not, but I want to be.
Oh. They're fun, but like I would never, ever want to work on one. It looks
yeah,
miserable.
I never have, and I don't think I need to.
That's where we're going on our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
A cruise to Canada.
I'm not...
We could do an Alaska cruise.
There we go.
Gross.
Wow, you could look at bears and shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not good with cruise ships. I don't like the idea of being surrounded by water and nothing else.
Eh.
For 7 days at a time.
The last time...
Yeah, but you get to get off the boat.
Yeah. The last time one went down, it was about 100 years ago.
Was that the last one?
They made a movie.
The Italian one?
Yeah. Jack and Rose fucking died.
Great film.
No, I'm sure other cruise ships have gone down, but I don't think that many people have died.
Lusitania? Was that something?
The Lusitania?
Lusitania?
That was not a cruise ship.
I don't know. I'm not Danny.
Yeah, he's our cruise ship director.
Costa, yeah, maybe you should Costa educate me.
Yeah. Well, we are running out of time.
On this fucking Mixler, we got to get a new system to live stream this, because this is a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah, this was a long time coming. It was great.
Yeah, if you guys ever need another 2 cents person, give me a holla.
You know, it's tempting.
It might be.
It might be.
Not like for all time, but just guest host.
Holla.
Yeah.
You know what? Shoot me a way to... let's see.
Are you asking for my phone number?
No, I'm not. Just an email address or something.
Yeah, I will. Okay, I will do that.
Email me. rob@rffradio.com.
Will do.
Email him your phone number.
And you too can get 4,000 text messages in a night.
Oh, great. It only costs you extra dollars per text
message
to another country.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we can't do that.
You really don't want to open this can of worms.
Do you have an iPhone? Do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, God. Okay.
I know.
I'll email you. Yeah.
No. Get ready. Get ready. Get a separate email account. You don't want to be in this world. You don't want to be one of the five guys that Rob texts every 2 minutes.
It's okay. I'm already one of the like five people in the world with a 2 cents radio t-shirt.
They're exclusive.
Oh, they
are.
Which
I love, by the way. And people always ask, like, what is your shirt? And then I explain what it is. It's
cool.
Great.
I bet you you've turned on more listeners.
Than you?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I've yet to wear mine, so that
makes I wear mine all the time.
Awesome.
And I wore my Survivor commemorative 30-season buff today.
Wow.
Those things look cool. I saw those.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Nice. So do you have a way, do you want to give out your Twitter, or do you just want to go by Greasy Bag in the chat room?
Yeah, might as well throw, what is my Twitter? That's a good question. I think it's Deanna_Keller.
That is correct.
Yeah, there okay. Maybe I'll change it to Greasy Bag. Though.
There you go.
But yeah, if you want to tweet me, I like reality TV.
There,
so.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about you, Nico? How can people
At Funny Nico Tweets or NicoEmpire.com.
Cool. I forgot to bring up the ending music. I'm tired. That's how you get a hold of me. I'll be in my bed in like 10 minutes.
It's only 9 p.m. in the West Coast.
Ugh. Fucking West Coast people. Is that where you are? Are you in the West Coast?
Yes, yeah, I am.
No. So, okay, do you get to watch Survivor at the same time we do? Like, is it on at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it is on at 5 o'clock because we get, like, an early channel, and then it's also on later.
Oh, well, lucky you. Yeah.
So I have two opportunities if I miss it the first time.
Come right home from work and watch Survivor at 5 o'clock.
Yep. Survivor's, like, huge there, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was, like, a big reality show up there.
Maybe with me and my brother.
About it. I thought that and like Canadian Idol were like the two big shows. Or was that like 10 God. Years ago?
There has not been Canadian Idol in actually probably 10 years.
Way to be in touch there, Nico.
That's all I know about Canada. Half my listeners are Canadian. But I don't know.
We have Amazing Race Canada now.
Ooh. Oh, jeez. Wonderful.
I haven't watched it, but
yeah. Well, I don't want to watch the American one, so
no, me neither. I might not.
Twitter.com/RobRFF is how you get a hold of me. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you back here soon with Trevor's thoughts. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.
Yeah.